A coalition of community groups say they feel betrayed after Mayor Valérie Plante has backed out of a review of Montreal bylaws that criminalize acts associated with homelessness.
It's literally a betrayal for people living in the streets, for the whole population, for her own engagement. Like, can we trust when a mayor and an administration are saying we're going to act, you can trust us, we're going to take it seriously?
This is Linda Calion from the Ligue des Droits et Libertés. They were one of a handful of nonprofits who gathered outside City Hall on Thursday, calling on the city to change a set of 10 bylaws they say lead to social and racial profiling.
Those bylaws are used by police officers to repress, surveil, and displace homeless people in public spaces, to give them tickets, and to give them a lot of tickets, which they obviously cannot pay.
The bylaws in question prohibit activities like drinking, loitering, and sleeping in public space. Donald Tremblay of Montreal's Homeless Legal Clinic says the end result is the over-policing of homelessness.
People who have houses, who have homes, will be able to drink in their house, and nothing's going to happen. If you're homeless, you have nowhere. So if you take a beer in a park, police will come and, you know, say, okay, can't drink in a park, or you're drunk, and they'll give you a ticket. So some people, you know, end up with $10,000 or tickets because they're on the streets for multiple years. And in the end, it changes nothing.
The city's bylaw review was first recommended during a public consultation on social and racial profiling back in 2017. It was endorsed by the city's executive committee in 2018. The review started in 2019, with organizations contributing the following year. Then, last Tuesday, the mayor told community groups the project's been dropped. In the letter obtained by CKUT, Mayor Plante writes that it's been difficult to reach consensus on the bylaws in question, and that rising social issues make this not the right time to amend them. But Tremblay disagrees.
I mean, the right time is now. She has the power. She's speaking through her hat, you know, she's saying she wants to help homeless people. She can do something very concrete, which will have a lasting effect. I mean, there have been major studies that have shown how the over-criminalization of homeless people is a barrier to the reintegration into society. It's now the time to act.
Last week's decision was made at the start of the city's public consultation on homelessness and cohabitation. Public hearings are now complete, with a deadline of February 28th for written submissions. A spokesperson for Mayor Valérie Plante did not respond to a request for comment from CKUT. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.